This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A proposed tax credit to turn empty offices into apartments could come back next year in the state legislature. The bill to give developers millions of dollars to convert properties into residential units stalled out this legislative session. It was intended to address two problems plaguing communities across the state: a lack of affordable housing and a glut of empty commercial buildings. This year's legislative session ended yesterday. The bill's sponsor says he'll try again next year. And with state lawmakers wrapping up their annual session last night, it ended several hours ahead of their midnight deadline. A number of legislators won't be back next year, either because they're running for another office or are term limited. That's the case with Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod.
I'm grateful that on this last day we seem to come together and be a little bit more, we are celebrating each other more, and I really appreciate that, especially it being my last day.
Over the next few weeks, Governor Jared Polis will be signing and possibly vetoing some of the many, many bills lawmakers approved in recent weeks. A nearly 50-year-old cold case in Colorado Springs now has an answer. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
14-year-old Maria Lorraine Hanzel was killed in 1977 while babysitting. Police never identified a suspect until after 2019, when they were able to send blood found on her clothes to a genetic genealogy lab. Through genealogical research, investigators identified William Bill Kernan as their person of interest. Kernan died in 2010. The 4th Judicial District's office says they're confident he's the person responsible. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
This is CPR News. Israel's closure of the main border crossing with Gaza has trapped American medical teams in Rafah while aid officials report an ever-worsening crisis. Doctors have to decide who lives and who dies. That's this afternoon in All Things Considered, beginning at 4 on CPR News.